טוב, מורי הנזיד, הדבדל הנזיד, מורי הנזיד, have that maybe Mavet doesn't mean Ish, Shen Odom. So, some of these points of places were raised already in the share of Sunday, but the Gemara seems to imply that there's a new type of mazik called mayim. Mayim is very similar to boil, right? It means you threw out water, Sidrashi, you threw out water in Shizurabim, and somebody slipped on it, and it sullied or dirtied his begodim, his kelim. You have to pay. So what's the chiddush? You have to pay for for kelim. In a normal boy, you don't need to pay for kelim. This one you would have to. That's how we learned. Maybe that's what Mavet comes to tell me. Mavet comes to tell me.
What about
What
the board island is excluded, right?
if a person dies,
Dogs.
if a person dies in a pit, you're not hired to pay. The person's not hired to pay.
What else is mine?
Yeah, I mean, you would be if we find such a thing that
This person.
it'd be calculated, it wouldn't be the water though. It'd be hard to find that person dies from the water, but if you were, he drowns on a puddle of water. Okay, fine. So, seven places. I cannot tell why Russian didn't say that, please. Yeah, it's Pirish says places. Hirsch says places, the top of the third page. Kim the crow. This is why. First is it finished or Reuben pointed out to us last time. First ladies come to say why you're Morgan and Ozvid are not happy with what we said. We said Mavi means Odom, we said Mavi means Shen. Why are they not happy? Why do they want to suggest some shot that really doesn't even work so well in the sugya? They said, Pirish, Kim the crow, since the possible Louis Daiki, Louis Kumar, since the pasuk, it doesn't seem to fit in. Not like Rav, not like Shmuel. So we'd like to suggest a that the pasuk really does fit in. And that's what I want to suggest. It's mine. So we said, yeah, but it's not from Yochid, and mine is always not from Rabbim. Okay, maybe it's Eish. That's how the Gemara went. Vim If you want it to be an Av, what's the Aleph base of an Av? What's been the third? Where does it say Mayim in the Toyo? It says in Yeshayim. But in order to be an Av, it needs to be one of the obvious written in the Torah. It's not written in the Torah. Where does it say in the Torah in Mayim?
Versus this.
Where? In order to be an Av, it needs to be written in the Torah. In order to be an Av, it's Av Mazik. It needs to be written in the Torah. We know all the obvious that we have. Right? All of them. Shein. Very good. All in the Torah. Right? Shein. Where does it say anything about water damage?
That passage.
What?
That passage.
Any passage.
Any passage in the whole world?
In the Torah. Find me a passage that talks about that water is a Mazik. We've got a pasuk telling you that Mavet is mine, very nice, but Mavet is not in the Torah. Mavet is a pasuk, is a mish. Let me say a person is chayav for if his water damages, right?
I ask, I mean, specifically this concept, this pasuk, when you ask me to
I don't know what you meant by this pasuk. Maybe I just misunderstood you. I meant, is there, does it say anywhere in the Torah that if somebody's water damages, he has to pay? I don't know what you mean by this possible. There is no possible. You're asking, where does it say it?
The only step in the process.
That's nothing to do with water.
No, but maybe the same to the
So,
and that's
that's going to be the last subject.
The same, where is finding the door? That's what we're saying within these second meeting with.
And sorry, from the beginning of Bereishis, where does it say if your water damages, you have to pay? It says if your pit damages, you have to pay. It says if you damage, you have to pay. Then it's psukim to talk about person damages and person, the liability due to it. Where does it say in the Torah If your water damages, you have to pay. It's a very simple question. Why is it so difficult? I what?
An advocate.
Boom. Okay, but this is not boom. We want to say there's an av called boom, there's an av called mayim. There's an av saying if your water damages, you need to pay. Where is that? Show me the Torah. You want to call it an av? Banana peel was saying it's a boom. So it says it's boom. Banana peel is a form of boom. So of course it's going to be chayim. We want to make up a new art called water. Water. If water damages, you need to pay. When does it say that? Don't be boring, because we want a new art, not that one that we know of with. So where, from Bereshit, it's totally to what they mentioned, that if your animal damages, you need to pay. Effort. Vishen answer thesis, me vishila. My goodness. Remember that pasuk? Vishila has be'iri. Obeir is the achim. Meitiv sadeh or meitiv kam yishalim. Yishalim, you have to pay. Vishila includes water. V'chein ha'oimeh. Vishila ha'mayim ha'pnei ha'chutzis. You see, we use the expression of Vishula ha'mayim ha'pnei ha'chutzis. That you throw out water ha'pnei ha'chutzis. Kitzeh, shila and water are connected. So when it says in the Torah, Vishilach, es b'ir, uvir, v'se'acher, of course the pasuk is talking about animal, but it's also talking about water. Avagar, Vishilach, b'ir, v'behema. Even though, Vishilach, b'ir, b'ir means behema, even though it's talking about with your animal, mikol mokoim, mai nami mishtamea mine. Mai also, you can learn out from it. Why? How can you learn out behema? Gemara. Mida afke rachmono behema beloshen vishilach. Mida afke rachmono, since the pasuk brought out the din of behema in the loshen of vishilach. So he's saying about your animal damages, because we said, ve'olach behema v'yitik. What's vishilach? Behema. Why is it talking about Mishila? Must be coming to tell me. My name.
Didn't we use Mishila before the value of it? If you sent it out, didn't you send it out? I hope you use it before.
What do you mean if you sent it out?
When Gimel and Gimel, we said that it was made a Shila, yeah, whether it was both things. I mean, we were carrying both.
We learned, if you could ask the astronomer, we learned from Mishila Gregor. Right?
Mm.
We learn from Mishila Regla, I can be in Adash Mishila Tzmayim. Says Thesis. Ule El. This is the El earlier. That's the Gimel you're referring to. The boy. The Maimot Minendo. So the Gemara of the Gimel of Dalev, the Gemara asked, you've got apostles telling me Mishila Regla. If you wouldn't have apostles saying Mishila Regla, what else would you say Mishila means? It must be regular, because what else would you say the Shilach means? And that's what the Gemara said. In the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Oma, ma, v'shilach tu ha-regel. Shein ha-regel, v'shilach regel, v'shilach moed. Says the Gemara, Taina, the Kol Tzvach Mon, v'shilach regel, v'shilach moed. Ola, v'achim, v'mayim, v'kis, I'm just going to read the Gemara about there. I'm just reading out to you. You don't even have to look there. The Gemara of Gimel Amud Aleph said that v'shilach means regel. And we brought Kol Tzvach, v'shilach regel, v'shilach moed. And the Gemara said, oh, the only way would never shut up with regular is because we have a false Mishnah regular and Shilach Hamoy. Otherwise, what else would the Shilach be referring to? What's the question? Maybe the Shilach referring to mine. Maybe that's why I need the false Mishnah regular and Shilach Hamoy to tell me the Shilach is mine. But the elder boy, back to Jason's verse 99, and the elder boy, the minor community, and earlier, which we asked, the Maimot Minyan, what are we referring to? What else could we establish a Mishilach to be referring to? Loi Moitzi Motzi Mekminon Bemaim. We could not say Mishilach means mine. Even though now we want, but we couldn't do that. The Chi Nami Mekmes Bemaim. Even if you do establish Mishilach also means mine, Islam the Oikmai, Oikmi, the Mini the Show. We have to establish Mishilach to be referring to something to do with an animal at least as well. Since it says be'iri, since the pasuk says be'iri, so it must be referring to an animal. So clearly, the pasuk is talking about an animal. So v'shira has to be something to do with an animal. Just, we're saying, they can have two things. Nachor, v'shira is to do with an animal. It has to be to do with an animal, if it carries on be'iri. But since we are referring to something an animal does, and we use this loshon of Mishina instead of telling me regel, using just a simple loshon of regel or something, that comes to teach me two things. Comes to teach me Aleph the dealing regel. The Mishina can see it. Also, has to be talking about the animal did something. So it must be talking about regel. But besides that, it has to also be talking about mine. Says Taisus, sometimes you can have a positive word in the Torah, and we learn two things from it. One is the din it's saying, and one is from the fact that could use a different expression. So here we have a pasuk, Vishilach es bi'ir. Now, Vishilach can mean mine. Vishilach can mean mine. But it can't be just mine, because you read the pasuk, it doesn't say that. So Vishilach es bi'ir. So it must be referring to something of an animal. But it can't be just referring to the fact that an animal walked, say, Vishilach es regel. Because then why did we use that funny expression of Mishila Esfiri? You could have used a different expression to say regel. And a mind must be to tell me, besides the reason why I'm using the expression of regel, Mishila, you don't know why I'm using that expression, and not simply Vibeima Allah Vidah. Why are we using the expression Mishila? I want to tell you there's another Av as well, an Av called mind. Right? So the point is, what did it say? What could have said, and why didn't it say it?
That was my point before, because we're using Shila to show that it will do my own sense of religion.
Right, you're two stages ahead. Okay. We'll come to your stage. I'm saying in the Cheshmon, you were asking is two stages, but first we had to build up what is saying. Yeah, not. So what's the let's go over what this is saying. The pasuk b'shilach is b'iroi. We know the pasuk tells the achayv. That's what b'shilach is b'iroi comes to tell me. The achayv b'regel. And the Gemara says they must be coming to tell me that because there's nothing else to use this pasuk for besides regel. B'shilach must be regel. Can't be shen. Shen we already know from wherever we know it from. Ovia, right? Ovia, that's what you know Shem. So what else of Mishal? It must be coming to tell me Rega. That's what the Pasuk must be coming to tell me. Frankly, it's not true. The Pasuk could be coming to tell me mine. Mishal can be mine. If it's true that Mishal can be mine, like Gemara wants to suggest. So, I mean, it is true. Mishal can be mine. So maybe Mishal is mine. So Stasis is no. Avada, certainly. We have to have some type of mazik that's an animal mazik. The pasuk carried on esbiur. Bishilach esbiur. His animal went and damaged. So the pasuk must be referring to something about animal. Certainly, bishilach esbiur means animal. That's certain. So the only question to that's what the Gemara was saying. Even if you wouldn't have a pasuk bishilach regular shilach hamori, I would know bishilach means animal. I would know it. I would know it means regular. But what else would you refer it to? So what's the answer? So Avada Mishilach Be'er means animal. That's why the Gemara said there that Mishilach, we don't need the Pasuk Mishilach Be'er Shevach Amor. But, so you want to tell me Rega? So you want to tell me, an animal goes and walks and damages? Okay, so why use that word Mishilach to tell me that? Can't tell me simply Dorach HaBe'ema or V'olach HaBe'ema. Why use the word Mishilach? So you're telling me I'm not, it's beer, I know you're right. It's beer, it tells me my animal damage. How? Must be by regular. But why use that expression with Shilak to tell me that? Must be, since you're using this expression with Shilak, must be come and tell me another thing as well, another av as well, which is my.
You said
Shilak,
but it says
it's
true.
No, it's a
Josh. Rashi says, that the Abazigim are written to Hedya.
It's Mishira.
Hedya, explicitly.
From the fact that you use this expression, Mishira, as opposed to something else. Is you're telling me there's another thing as well. It's a drosha. The drosha is basically a word that's written. It's like we saw, if you have a hekesh is enough, say a shav is enough, it's another one. If it's written, you've written a word which we didn't need to write.
That's enough to be considered explicitly in the Torah?
Yeah, which Rashi are you referring to?
Maybe the first Rashi of the Arabic.
Yeah. It just means, as opposed to something which we're going to derive, like he said, banana peel. Banana peel is not written at all.
Right, that's a
Torah. Right. That's but, what's written, really. And a Torah is something which we have to derive from. Yeah, Bishilah is written. We just have to know why he uses that word, Bishilah. Bishilah, the code words tell me something. No, because you're going to derive from it, but also.
Did we learn Bishilah also like active versus passive?
Yeah, that Ruben asked just a few minutes ago. Yeah, so we said we're going to contact. Ruben asked it. Yeah. Okay, so what Stacey told us, that we learned two obvious. From the same word. Bishilah is Bi'ir. Bishilah tells me that you're chayim for regel, which is Bi'ir. And it also tells me that you're chayim for Maya. Because it used this word Bishilah and not some other word to tell me why regel went. Right?
And the drasha of Bi'ir, Shilah is the verb of sending out. So any other time you put any other word with it, that like you're sending something, you can say that the shilach means that thing?
The shilach, it possibly was sent out, not that you did it, but yeah, the shilach.
It was so the water was sent out, but it could have been, that verb could be used for anything. So we're dodging it any time it uses the word, the shalach shim lamed ches, that it can mean that without another word.
The Mishnah said ma, but here we go. Come on. The Mishnah said ma. Ma sounds like ma. Okay. In order for it to be ma, there needs to be a possible in the Torah. I need to be an ah, there needs to be in the Torah. So of course there has to be the shira. Mishura must be shura of ma is part of it. Now you're right. If you would have a bit of cheshvan, then we should have a question. Every time we have a word mishira something. Which could be a mazik, maybe we could put that into this drash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you find something. Oh, so now you are both Shura and the Ruvim asking a question that Bishirah tells us that you sent out. If you remember the Gemara wasn't it? Yeah, we don't need to send out. You would have thought Bishirah tells me that you sent it out. Only if you sent it out. But the maskon of the Gemara was that you're chayv even if it goes mameila. Right? You're chayv even if it goes mameila. So that's not so difficult. Okay, so that takes us to the first point. So we met, we're learning out two drashas from the word of Shilach and Regel, and we're learning out nine. Second point of Tosfos. That's the first part of Tosfos. Second part of Tosfos. So in Toma, first word in the language of Toma. Bahani Mari Echidon. This place is very interesting. Hani Mari Echidon. What is this mind? You want mind to be going to be chayv because of mind, yeah? Which mind? What happened? What exactly happened? So we know what Rashi told us what happened, right? What did Rashi say? No, and then what happened? Right, so he was acting as a boy. That's what Rashi said. The place didn't. At the moment, no doubt. Ani maim hekidon. Either mishkel alei bidka demaya. If he took away mishkel alei, took from it bidka demaya, the dam. Bidka demaya is a word for dam. D-A-M. And then it's a blockage, something blocking the water. So he took it away. You can imagine you have. Bidko. Bidko Dama. Bidko Dama is an English word for dam. A dam of water. But it's you can imagine there's a massive pressure of water being held up by some dam. Mm-hmm. He took away that thing holding the water. The water then washed over the guy sitting in front of that water, or washed over an animal sitting in front of the water. So if he took away the bit of the mine, that's what we're referring to mine. For the koyach rishon and the immediate first flow. It means immediately after taking up that water, the water, after taking away the dam, the water flowed over that person or the animal. Then koyachu, that's odama basic, that's koyachu. That's mamish koyachu. Now, loch is a nageh from until it's a dime. You know, you need koyach gavra. And until it's a dime, you need to wash your hands using the force of man to use that. Pick up the cup to wash yourself. Other than something doesn't have a cup. So there's these types of taps, most taps actually, but these types of taps that you press down and the water flows. So api ikar locha, if you press down and immediate water flowed out of that, that's also called koyach gavra. Because why did that water flow? That's because it took away that dam, that's why it could flow. So the immediate water left, first gush, that's called your koyach. The remaining gaps, the fact that water continues to flow, that's already some type of grom. Either the act, which enabled all the water that was backed up for ages to continue flowing. So there's koyach rishon, it's called, that's immediate gush of water, that's called koyach roi. That's odom, that's mamich odom. So what's this new av? A new av called mayim. A new av called mayim. There's no new av, it's just included in the Mishnah already. Misha said, Odom. It's Odom.
Even downstream, like let's say it caused damage downstream, it's still
co-op
Odom.
It's not
that. That's not Kerakrisha.
Even though the front water, like the first water to arrive,
that's considered
co-op Odom? No. Kerakrisha is the immediate thing that happened as soon as you took away the dam. Fed the water afterwards. Rolls down the hill, that's not Kerakrisha. No. Okay. Even because that's because the new Kerakrisha continuing down the hill.
It's water's going to go up.
So it's Kerakrisha. It's his Kerakrisha. That's Odom HaMazik. Odom HaMazik is included in the Mishnah already. We don't need a new one of mine. Vibe Kerakrisha, and if we're talking about it, it's Kerakrisha. Grom HaBa'alohu, that simple Grom HaBa'alohu. And you're not chayef for gromo. Kedamim on banisopim, like he says in anisopim, it's not in Sanhedrin. It says this halach, if somebody ties up a person and puts him in front of a dam of water, he removes the dam. Then if it was koyach rishon, then the guy's chayef misir. If we're doing it, if it was koyach sheni, that means the water flowed afterwards, it wasn't the original act they did. Then that is koyach sheni, and koyach sheni is only a grom, and there's no chiyuv mis, no chiyuv tashlum on koyach sheni.
But grom, are all of these avos really considered to be grom as any now?
Well, the Gemara
and we have this as an exception.
But the Gemara in Sanhedrin said you're not chayim for this.
Uh-huh.
So how can you tell me you should be chayim for it? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says you're not chayim for it. Sure, I'm saying, well, bor is also grom, and yet the Torah says you're chayim for bor. Okay. If the Torah says you're chayv for bor, you see, this type of grom, you're going to be chayv. But here, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says clearly, if somebody's tied up in front of water, or an animal tied up in front of water, you take away the bit of the mind, if it's koyach rishon, odom hamazik. If it's not, it's groma in your potter. So how can you suggest that mave is mine? It's either odom hamazik, or it's bemet potter.
Is it more to mind is out of secret?
Oh, what do you mean to say?
This weekend. That's the Kush. This is the new one, right?
And?
I mean, maybe. I might want.
So, what's the one thing you say when you say
the block? Maybe one discussing it as a new one.
You're almost there. Yeah, you're on it. I'm sure that Ruby's hand goading you on. Oh, he wants to go on. Doing very well. That you want to say the Gemara Sanhedrin is not the Gemara Baba Kama.
It's not discussing it as an av.
But if it is an av, so how can the Gemara Sanhedrin say what it says? If it is an av, which our Gemara is saying it is, so then the Gemara Sanhedrin is wrong. So how can you have a Gemara Sanhedrin save your bottle?
Before we got to the this
But you can't ignore the fact that there wasn't a discussion about this in Baruch Yavah. So the Gemara Sanhedrin is just ignoring another sugya. No, you're not going to. Sure, I'm not.
No, isn't Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin talking about Issa? And this is talking about the Zika?
No, you're so, completely wrong. No,
oh, really?
If I'm saying he's almost there, I need you to help him along a little bit, not,
right.
Not the opposite way.
That's not the opposite way.
David, how can you compare Sanhedrin to Baba Kamen? I mean, Sanhedrin doesn't know it's an Arab, but either Gemara here said does. Yeah, the Maskil the Gemara was, what's Maskil about Gemara? The Mabe is Maim and Arab? Is Maim and Arab? No. So the Maskil the Gemara is, although Mori wanted to suggest, he wanted to suggest it was an Av, but it was thrown out. So it doesn't mean, if it would be an Av, maybe Kershen would be Chayim. Maybe Kershen would be Chayim. Maybe that would be the Kinsh, like Mishu was saying. But Bori, you see that Grom be a Chayim. So too, Mayim, maybe a Chidush to your Chayim for Grom. But the Maskil the Gemara is that Av is not a Bori, not an Av. So maybe we go back to the old rules that Grom is Potter. So that's Grom Sanhedrin. Everything's good. Take what you said, take what he said. That's why I thought you were going to be helping out.
Mm.
And put the two together.
I was trying to figure
it
out.
Right? That is an answer to Tosis Kash. Well, says Tosis Vishloima, the Mari, the Koyashini. There's answer, we're talking about Koyashini, Vemet. Okay, Mashmadon. The Bekur Sheini Nami Chayim. And the Met, that's the Chiddush of this Av, the Yochayim Bekur Sheini. I, Gemara Sanhedrin, said otherwise. Gemara Sanhedrin said otherwise. How can you tell me Yochayim Bekur Sheini? Gemara said otherwise. What's the answer? Gemara Sanhedrin is following Maskalim. Maskalim Gemara was not Chayim for mine. There's no such thing as mine. There's no Av of mine. Okay, there's no other mind, not have piercing. So that's Tosis is Mahalachim. What's the with Mori's case? The Yachayim and mine can't be Odom Amazig. If it's Odom Amazig, we know we already said it says it in Mishnah. So what's this new one of mine? It says Tosis Kershi. Kersheni, the Chiyuv, Groma, Kersheni, Yachayim. That's the Chiddush. I it's a Groma. So, can I have a Groma? If the Torah says clearly, Yechayev is such a Groma. It'd be Chayev. An example for that is, where do we find an example of a Groma which the Torah says Yechayev for? Bur is a classic case. I dig a pit. Somebody else falls in. I'm Chayev. Why? It's a Groma Balna. The Torah says, I miss Yechayev. So, if the Torah would say an Av called mine, let it be Groma, Kershini, Yechayev. Maskal the Gemara wasn't like that. Therefore, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says clearly there wouldn't be a few. Beautiful, right? Maskal the Gemara. That's what you meant before. Just
like that.
Just needed to finish off. Inami says, this is a new terrace. Bosa the novel. After it landed. New pshat. We're not talking about Kershini. There's never having a Kershini. It should be Chayav. It's only a Gemara. Rather, Bosa the Nahum, after it landed. And then somebody stepped on it. Vloidomi the boat. If it's after it landed, then it's boat. So why do I need a new Av? Why do I need a new Av to tell me boat? Keep going. Please still be the same. We're not talking about the standard boy. Standard boy is the boy where he didn't have rishus to dig. Somebody dug a pit and rishus rabbin. That's the boy that Torah spoke about. But rather, we're talking about a type of boy of poskin bibeisen, of somebody who undid his sewage water. As Alocha mentioned above later on, also Davlamed, that a person's allowed to, in the every so often, you're allowed to empty out your drainage, even though the water is going into the Shulchan. If somebody steps on it, they'll have to pay for it. But it's permitted, you're allowed to do this. It's a type of boy which you're allowed to do. So therefore, we want a Mishnah telling me a type of boy which you're allowed to do. Don't tell me stop pouring water, that's boy. So here in Utah, a water, a boy that you're allowed to do. That's what the Mishnah meant. Even mother needs a boy that's permitted. A boy that is permitted, that's what the apostle, the Mishnah's come to tell. Tosafot didn't want to learn like Rashi. Rashi didn't even say that just threw out your water, it's just around. There's nothing like that. That's boy. It's mommy's boy. So what's the difference if it's boy or boy of water? It should be the same. Just what you want to say, a new thing to be chayav kelim, echitesa, boy's pots of kelim. Mave, maybe mine's chayav kelim, why should mine be different to boy?
Is it limited to switch water?
Yeah, sure.
So it's limited only to switch water, so like someone's like.
I'm just saying over Rashi, one second. I was saying Rashi, you're going to taste. So Rashi was saying it means you just threw out water. So Tosafot doesn't want to learn like Rashi. Why did Tosafot say that? I must be talking about some other type of boy. Because if it's just a normal type of boy, just instead of the banana peel, I'm using water. So why should it be a different thing to the normal boy? A normal boy, possible kelim. Tosafot says, here is boy, show you the other, come over the kelim, you're possible kelim. Oh, new art called Mave. What's Mave? Throwing out water. Exactly the same as the boy that you had beforehand. What's the difference between throwing out water or digging a pit? It's the same. Why should one be chayav for kelim, one should not be kelim? This place it can't be that Mave. That's not the Mave. So what is the Mave? It's both kelim, be same. It's a new type of boy. So it just happens to be, instead of banana peel, I'm talking about water. A completely different type of boy. You have a boy that is without permission, that's boy. And you have a boy that's with permission. And what's the case with permission? So Yeshua, it's Manchila, it said you're allowed to empty out your sewage midday bam, you're allowed to pour out into Shusara. Right? So that's the new boy that we're talking about. Boys can be saved. It's done with Rishus. And that boy is the boy that we want to say Mava is. Since it's a new type of boy, it doesn't bother me the fact that you can be hypocated. It's a new type of boy. It doesn't bother me that. If it's the same boy, just gonna say this type water, gonna be hypocated. It's the same boy, just happens to be water. If it's a new type of boy, there's something boy shalobish, and there's something boy birish, it's a completely different type of boy, then it can have different halachas. And you can have show you below all the other from over the canine by one, and not by the other. Yeah, sure. What we also what we say. Points can be the same. Empty out the switch.
Aren't they discussing the cases in the pouring of water? And it's been described before, right? It's the
actually it's through water.
The water was station.
Right.
How about is there any discussion case when you pour that water? Water is flowing down a hill, and the running water
is dead or something. So he says that it's kosher. You'll be chayav because of olam mazik, it has to be kosher, and then it's not olam mazik. And if the water went and damaged something else, so then it's kosher, the grower, I wouldn't be chayav.
What about
fish?
Yeah, that's
traveling. Ah, okay, very nice. Asia has to be with the Ruach, whatever. That's all the same when you want to label under Ish, but it's not a new mazik called mine, right? So that's why Rashi didn't talk about station and a new thing, a tripped on it, a new mazik, Yochai 4K. So Tosis doesn't like that. You understand this point? I want to stress it. Tosis wanted to come onto place, can be the same. He didn't want to say stummy throughout water and say he want a new mazik, Yochai 4K. Why? Because it's exactly the same as boy. It's no different between boy and no different between boy and mayim. So why should it be because it's a mayim it happens to be a chayva kelim? Since Tosfos, we're talking about a new type of boy. The boy of the Torah is a boy shaloi mishus. He's a mazik. He dug a pit. Shaloi mishus. Tchilas asiyoson lenezik, right? He had no right to dig this pit. As soon as he did, it was a mazik. Poiskin be beisem. As you open up your sewage and you let your sewage water run out, is with permission. Yeshua said you're allowed to do it. Yeshua ben Nun said you're allowed to do it with permission. Completely different type of mazik. So if it's a different type of mazik, you can have different halachos. Now, could be my one can be show below Adam, Hamoy below Kedim, and the other one will have those dynamics. Oh, what great question! Speak out, very good, great question.
So, that would be father, I mean, it would be father, but what you're not allowed to be father.
What's allowed?
A regular bow with father for Kedim, right? But here, the shopping allows you to do it. And
I'm not lost discussion, a good question. We build up what takes the same. It takes wants it to be a different type of boy, because if it's the same boy, it can't be, there was have a different dinim. So it's a different type of boy. The Metzis Shver, that comes out. It's a different type of boy. It comes out. You had no permission to build it, to dig it. And the Torah said, you're potom akedim. But if you had permission, it's not limited to those halachas, it should come out a more chumrah the kedim. It sounds very, very shvet. If that's the reason why Tosfos didn't want to learn like Rashi, she's also in a bit of a difficult situation. I'm not least as a tzorah feel. Very shvet. Very shvet. And is that what Tosfos did? But we're left with a very strange scenario. That person can be chayev kedim when he had permission to do what he's doing, and he's potter from kedim when he didn't. But it's,
well, it makes sense to a degree.
Does it not?
I'll tell you. You want it to, so fine, you don't, you're on rest.
And if you don't, if you're not allowed to do it, and you did it, then you're potificated.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if Rav told this or something.
That's the cash, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's Rav told this or somebody else that when they used to do this, they were saying they would have to, they used to have to announce so much of it in advance.
Exactly, but
announce it.
So, at the same time, announce it.
Yeah.
Open your eyes and see the ball. Also, we'll be saying open your eyes and see. Not hitting him as it's blurred. No. So, see, fell in there. Okay. And you know what? Thank you, Mother. Bob's going to say it in Bollingham. Permission to do it. Rashi maybe even speaks to say, why that permission?
Is that a Torah then?
Yeah. But in order to have normal social life, you need to empty out your sewage water if you saw. So you're not doing it in the winter because the streets anyway are going to be muddy, so you're not damaging the streets.
And it's raining.
But if something sits on it, you're going to have to. So that's the motivation. Like, all right, very good. I'll see you. I'm humid on it. I'm not going to lose this shred. It's definitely a harm. Rashi was saying there's something called a new mabe. New boy for this boy of Chayim. Okay. Tosfos doesn't want to go with Rashi. That's all boy. Tosfos doesn't want to go with Rashi. Doesn't want to say that it was Stam. The Chayim Kedim. Because why should it be? What's the difference? So he has to be a new type of boy. But the new type of boy is that it sounds like a more lenient type of boy. And yet the din comes
more.
More
high.
Yeah. Yossi is a very, very good one. Yeah. Afagam says, finish the Rav Tosfos. So Tosfos says, post can be reset. So Tosfos says, well, I don't need a new app for that. Afagam to Ossi b'ma'atzad. We know already that post can be reset you're chayim for. Because it comes to Ossi, it comes to b'ma'atzad. Ma'atzad is the tzad ha'shavah. They're not going to say it later on. And the tzad ha'shavah comes to include post can be reset. So you learn that from Bo and something else. Or and 1 second and show. Yeah, you don't have a boy and show. The mona vol says why boy? It's a boy, but it was without permission. Boy is without permission. This was with permission. How do you know you're going to be chayv if it's with permission? Show your chiyach. You're allowed to have your animals roaming in the streets, and you're going to be chayv for sure, even though you had permission to do it. I show it without a lele for a hazek. Boy doesn't go anywhere in your chayv for it. Boy is without permission. Say that show your chiyach. We have a tzadah shavus. And then you have a boy. This thing of boys can be by Sam that wants chayv. The Gemara derived it from boy and show together. So why do I need a new av? Why do I need an av called mavet? Say mine, or poiskin be by Sam. I know it anyway, because I know it from boy and show. Boy and show, why do I need a new av? Av al gab the osi b'matzad. Have I mean, I might have thought the itzrit l'koisoy. Maybe the Torah needed to write it specifically, explicitly, lechayev kelim to be mechayev kelim. The same tzadah boy yochayev. The boy loy hamashamino. You wouldn't have been able to learn boy and shor. You wouldn't have been able to learn lechayev kelim because the boy is mechayev for shor, not chayev for kelim. That's what this possible. That's what this Abba is coming to tell you. Chayev for kelim.
Why
should you have to get it? Why are you trying to get it if you're showing that? Huh? What do you mean, any more than water? Any more than normal boat? It's a different boat. You're asking the same question again, huh? Yeah. The fact that by show you're trying to get it, why are you trying to get it by show? There's no chance of saying otherwise. Why have I for killing my regal? There's no exist because of otherwise. Why you pot for killing my boy? Because there's exist because of telling you not. Sure. So here we have a new one. Vishilach has beiroi. Vishilach has beiroi. It tells me mine. But there's no exist because of telling me you're not high for killing. So you be pot, you'll be high for killing. There's no exist because of saying otherwise. You'll be high for killing. The question before was it seems a little bit weird that there's a new arm called Vishilach. Tells me, please can be saying Achayim. It's very similar to Bori, because he even learned it out from Bori and Shoy, but it's not Bori, and therefore it can be Chayav Kain as opposed to Bori, which is not Chayav Kain. Right?
Maybe
that's
a short aspect of
it. Well, no, we're learning out just from that. We're learning out just from Bori. Bishilach, just from Bishilach. So, okay, that's the end of Tesis. I've a motto in the So the Tosfos, and this is the last part. So there's really two parts, or three parts of Tosfos. First part of Tosfos, what was the first point of Tosfos? And I'm going to split up this Tosfos into four parts. The very first part of Tosfos was the why the Mori was suggesting something else. The reason is because he thought that the apostle doesn't fit in well, according to Shem, and didn't fit in well with the Adam. It fits in better with my image. That's why we want to suggest to remember it. That's the first point of Tosis. Second point of Tosis, when to say it, Bechla, in the Torah. If you want to be an Av, we needed to say something in the Torah. And the answer is, it does say it. When does it say it? Mishilach. I we need Mishilach to tell me animal things. No, that's another thing, yes. Besides there's animals, but there's also mine. That's the second point of Tosis. Third point of Tosis is what happened. Had this mind damage? If it damaged as it was going, if it was straight away, it's Koda. If it wasn't straight away, it's bottom. So it can't be that. So what's it? What's it talking about? Since this is the first step of this was the met, it was as it was flowing, and you're chayed for grow. Even though normally you're bottom of grow, here the Torah is machayed, chadish, you're chayed for grow. As Rav Dovid so aptly explained, the Gemara Sanhedrin was after our maskon, the Gemara Sanhedrin said, you're bottom of grow, it's been maskon. That's Tosfos's first pshat. The second pshat was the tuna boy. The type of boy. Type of boy. What type of boy? A new type of boy. Boy of poison be by Sam. Like Taisus, point number four, Taisus, I don't need a new app for that. I could learn it out from Shoyen Boy. I know already. I'll say, no, you're going to learn out Shoyen Boy, you'd be possible Kalim, because Boy is possible Kalim. So it can't be more than Boy. So we're going to learn them Shoyen Boy, you'd be possible Kalim. So that's why we got a new app to say a Chayek for Kalim. That's point number four, Taisus. Now, this concludes point number five. If you go to the Gemara one more time, the Gemara suggests that maybe Mabe is mine. And the Gemara asks him, so the Garden, because Mabe is, because mine should be Loshon Rabbi, and the Potter is Loshon Yomit. So then the Gemara said, maybe Mabe is Ish. And then the Gemara had a whole bunch of crashes on that. How can it be Mabe is Ish? I mean, it doesn't fit in the Mishnah. What was the example? Lo yizeh v'zeh sheish ben ruachayim. Eish doesn't have ruachayim. What does it mean by carry eish? So now takes the conclusion and says, you know, these caches, at least some of them, we could have asked even if Mabe was mine. When he asked Mabe is mine, I could have straight away asked on you, how can Mabe be mine? The Mishnah said, lo yizeh v'zeh sheish ben ruachayim. Not sure and Mabe has ruachayim. Mine doesn't have ruachayim. The Gemara could have asked that question straight away. So the Gemara had a different question, but the apostle doesn't read it. It says, Taisus, Mabe Motzi, the Mifrech, Mai, Loi, Ze, Veze, Sheish Ben Rochaim. The Gemara could have asked on this Shlav of Rimori, how do you fit in the Mishnah? Elo, the Bela Mochi, Meshani Shapi, but. Yes, the Gemara could have asked, Mai, Loi, Ze, Veze, Sheish Ben Rochaim. What is this? How do you fit that into the Mishnah? How can Mama be Mayim? The Mishnah said, Lo yizeh v'zeh sheish b'ruachayim. If Mama is Mayim, where's the Ruachayim in Mama? The Gemara asked it on Ish. Didn't ask it on Mayim. So it said, we could have asked it also on Mayim. Elo, the Belah Hopni, Meshan Shafi. But we anyway had an answer to refute with Mori. We anyway had a refutation for Mori. Mori wanted to say, Mabe is mine. Maybe Mabe is mine. We anyway had a good answer. What's the answer? Because the boss is Loshon Yochid, and mine was Loshon Rabbi. It can't be anyway. So we didn't need to go into the Mishnah. Right? One second, how will you fit in the Mishnah? Where are you coming from, does this start? So we anyway, the Lavoki, without running into the Mishnah, Mishani Shabi were able to answer Mori's question by answering on the boss. Okay, those are 5 points mentioned in Taisus, yeah? Taisus had the Havamina, Bemet, that's what the Mori had the Havamina, that you should be Chai for Mavi, Mayim. Where's it learned from?
Mishila.
So where would you be chai for it?
Where has it been with
Shizbaba? What's your question?
Well, the whole thing, this whole discussion is you have this new type of a board with Rishon and Shizbaba. And these are the type of...
This whole new board that we're talking about, the whole boy that we're talking about, and the place can be the same, which is where? Why my own issues? I don't need to get permission to enter my suit. It's just the whole point is empty in the Shasarabi. And you're learning out from Mishila. Mishila is the bottom Shasar. That's a Kasha. On this. Yeah, you're the Kasha. It's like a Kasha. You're learning out from Mishila. Mishila should be bottom Shasarabi. So, before I saw. So, not also talking about the bottom of humanness. It's a quick answer. You also hear the kasha?
Yeah.
Yishmak your kasha.
Yishmak ish.
Oh, back in Tobit, he asked the question. I think also not mostly. But he asks, how can you learn this shilah? And tell me, please, can be the same. She said, I don't know. The positive sense of you is the achel.
So it is shilah. It's only a hint. We got the hint that it's lost.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that it has to come, it has to be in it.
Huh? What are you saying? What's your turn?
The shilah was just a hint as to where it could be. Once we go to mine, it doesn't have to be dafka. The shilah is more about V-E-O, V-E-O, and then that's the shilah that he has to be somebody else's problem. What? We were hinting to it, but anyway.
It's coming out on that positive. He's got tether, don't have his turds. 1 second. Okay.
Still
into
the
purpose problem.
Still into the
Rishra. It says the Rif lands, the reason why you're potter for Shemarega in Shusarabin is because you did something that you're allowed to do, and I was allowed to walk normally. It's okay. That's what to say, but that's okay to the animals' ruins and should have it. It's not okay to empty out your sewage water through shuts. I don't understand this. The cash is a very good test. I don't remember what I'm not the very good cash. The cash is a good cash. If you're learning out vehicle beer, tell me, machine up to tell me. A new type of boy, then it should be potter in Shusarab. And of all the examples we give, is one that's going to be in Shusarab. Thank Kasha, we'll leave you the time being as a difficulty. Anyone has a good tarot besides Yossi's Tokuk? Anna, please let us know. If you meet a type of problem, you can ask them, what's the chance? We're running a new type of boy, from basically the same, from Mishila, it's in Shusarab, Shusarab. The positive of the Shila is via Mr. Acher. Yeah, it's saying via Mr. Acher is going on the animal eating in the mother wishes. Yeah, understand the cash better than the terrace. The Shila is going on the positive Shila. So that's the cash. Next thesis. Okay, next verse is a mix of mind and evil. This cash we spoke out. Told we should look at these and find the answer. Remember this? We spoke out in the Gemara. The Gemara, Mori, was very unhappy to say that Mavid is Shem. Remember why? David, why was the Mori not happy that Mavid is Shem? The Apostle doesn't sound like Mavid is Shem. The Apostle should say Nivu, right? And he wasn't happy that it should be Odom, why not? Same answer, because it wasn't happy. The apostle didn't sound like it. She said, boy, right? Boy, in boy, boy. The apostle used a different notion, construct completely. So the catch is, so that's the whole reason why Mori is coming up with the Egyptians. The whole reason is because he's saying that Mave means more like mine. Mave sounds like mine. Where's the Makuri that Mave is mine? It's the apostle. What's the apostle say? So the Gemara says, Tive is not Mayim, Tive is Oshin Yochad. Had it been Nivu, then you would have been right. Had it been Nivu, Loshin Rabin, then you would be right. That could have been Mike. So the problem is, it's also not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Map E. And you're using a positive of Nifu. It's also a different word. As much as you didn't like Shen, because the positive says Mabe, and using a positive Niv'e, so you shouldn't like Mayim either, because the positive says, the Mishnah says Mabe, and the positive would say Nifu. So why did Ramori want it to be mine? That's the discussion. Miksiv Mayim Nivu. In Toyin Apektoises, Kiksiv Nami Nivu, even had it said Nivu, we wouldn't have established the Mishnah with Mayim. The Mik Toni Nive, it doesn't say, does it say Nive? That does it say Nive? It doesn't say Nivu. Like it said, like we were dying earlier by Shen, But Hashem said, it can't be shared because it doesn't say you need air. It says mav air. But the same question I had in my mind. Does it say nibu? This time, because the process is not much more like Shem, is only applicable by Shem. The Roshayach Rakshi could only ask this Kasha, only regarding Shem. The listening Nib Eh, the Mishnah should have said Nib Eh. Why? Shashem Atzmoy Nib Eh. The Shem Atzmoy is revealed. The Shem is revealed. Remember, the Shem sometimes is covered, sometimes revealed. The Mave, the word Mave, Mashma, Megare Dova Acher Shohoy Mokuse. The word Mave sounds like a more of a hip hop type of a being more proactive, being Megare, something which is revealed. And that's not what Shem does. Shem is not something which reveals something which is covered. Shem itself is normally covered and is sometimes revealed. So that was the question. You're using Mave, which is an active thing, when it should have been Nive, which is a discussing the actual item, is it revealed or covered? Avimayim, that's not such a problem. Shayashap edition of the Mave. We can use the word Mave regarding mind. Shamayim Roisin is hot water. Kuruyin mevavim. Hot water you call mevavim, bubbling. So we can use the word mavim for water. Because water means, mavim means hot water bubble. So sometimes the apostle will be using a apostle, nivu, that the water is bubbling something, bubbling ash, causing water, causing fire to signal. And we can use that same expression to describe the water as bubbling water. So you say mave. So you can use the word mave to say bubbling. The apostle might use an notion nibu, the apostle saying what the water did, and we're going to use it to describe the water, water bubbling, when you say mave. But by Shen, you can't say it. Shen, the word mave means to reveal something. Shen doesn't reveal anything. Shen is revealed. So it should have said nive to describe Shem. Should have used the word nive to describe something that is revealed. Right? That's Tosfos there. So the Kasha, if the whole reason why Rambam didn't want to say Shem or Adam is because the boss of Mashma, then why is it any better to say Ma'an? Also then, the apostle would says Nivu and Mishnah says Ma'an. No, it's good. Nivu means the water is bubbling something. And Mave means the water is bubbling. That's fine. Bubbling water. That's Mave. Just with Shem, we didn't like it. Shem, Nibu means it is revealed. Nib'e means it is revealed. That's Shem. Shem is revealed. Mave means it reveals something. That's not Shem. Shem doesn't reveal anything. So Mave is wrong for Shem. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, that leaves us with the new supplementation for Thursday. Where do you all get up to in the Gemara? Right to the end already? Totan and Ria? Yeah? Did you think about, you, by the way, two tastes, the three tastes in the eye. Did you think about why Shema Chinon, Shema Socha, Shoyel, why are they considered Odom Hamazik? Should think about it a bit.
We've already discussed that.
A short question, something to think about, and that's what we'll discuss on Thursday. If you really got it, and I'll go and move on to Tony Pierre as well. We can get till the Lorinus van der Vat, which places?
I'm just there.
Okay, no
problem.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, till Lorinus van der Vat, which is about 10 lines down on here and up. So the last place is which you asked, mix it my nibu. Imtoima. Great places. Kiksib mami nibu. Even if I would say nibu, loyimi tukmo masnisen b'mayim. We still would not establish the Mishnah to be referring to mayim. The that Mishnah doesn't say the Mishnah Nive. It doesn't say Nive. It says Mave. Mave is not Nive. Just like earlier, we said the same thing by Shem. That by Shem, we said that Mave can't be Shem because it's Shem should be Nive. So to him, and Mave can't be mine because it should have said Nive. That's Thursday's cash. The question is only, it's only possible to ask that question only regarding Shem. It's only possible to ask that question regarding Shem. The listening Niva, he should have said Niva. Shashem Atzmoi Niva. The Shem itself is revealed. Why? The Mame implies to reveal something else that was covered. That's why it doesn't make sense in Neve when referring to Shem. Because Neve means it is revealed, and Mame means it is revealing something else. And Shem doesn't reveal something else. Avol Mame. But with mine, shy sharp in Lishna the Mave. It's certainly applicable, the expression of Mave, Shamaim Ruskim, because hot water, Ruin Mabaveim, are called bubblings. So Mave you can do to describe the water, or describe what the water is doing. It is bubbling. And Nibu, it bubbles something else, it causes the fire to bubble. Nibe, by deep, it only makes sense to say it was revealed. It doesn't reveal other things. So Mave is inapplicable when it comes to Shem. Okay, Gevaldik. Tony Abishai, Tony Abichir. That's what's coming next in the name. Fine.
Very good.